I think most states have a law that says pedestrians have the right of way. Where is that enacted and enforced, and where are policies driven by that? Not in this district. I know we rewrote our comprehensive plan a couple years ago, and we made safety one of the biggest issues. That was it, safety. That was like our main goal. We need the Department of Transportation to do that.
The Department of Transportation's number one priority is safety. It has been as long as I've been with the department, which is over 20 years, and it was before I came to the department. I think what is inherent in the discussion is we each have, our roadways each serve a different purpose. The state roadways are not the same as the city and the county roadways. The purpose of the state roadways are to move people and goods and are generally at a higher speed. And most of our roadways have more lanes because the volumes in those corridors dictate it. I'm not going to, and I know you don't want to, debate it. It's just one of those things that we each have safety as our number one priority, and our own facilities each serve different purposes. And the department's facilities do accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists because we believe in protecting them and we believe in supporting transit, which both use. It's not an issue of we just want to move cars through as quickly as possible. And I truly am sorry if people believe that.
Well, we believe it because that's where we rank. We're one of the worst places in the country to live and to try to walk or ride a bike. We can't deny that.